I'm sat on a lovely Friday afternoon outside the Ledbury. So I'm sat here with Brett Graham, who is the head chef. And the Ledbury is a neighbourhood restaurant, but with a bit of a worldwide reputation. Brett was born in 1979 in Newcastle, New South Wales, and got his first break at Scratchley's at the age of 18, and won the Josephine Binulet Award, which was for new young bright chefs. So in 2000, he ended up in London working at the Square underneath Phil Howard, managed to win the Restaurant Association's Young Chef of the Year Award. In 2005, aged at the tender age of 26, he opened the Ledbury, and in 1 year gained his first Michelin star. Brett, tell me about your day. What time do you rise, and how is the day structured?
Well, we're a 7 day operation here, and we're open for 7 dinners and 6 lunches per week. So, you know, every day is sort of different in lots of respects, depending on what team I've got front of house and in the kitchen. But generally speaking, I'm up out of bed by sort of 7 o'clock, spend maybe an hour in the garden picking some herbs for the menu and some flowers and some little vegetables and things that deteriorate quickly that, you know, we can't get off suppliers. Some, you know, unusual things that I grow. This morning I picked borage flowers, and then I've got some quails and chickens as well, so I tend to them and bring some of the eggs in. Probably arrive at work about 8:30, 8:45, and we get ready for lunch.
How long in advance do you plan a lunch menu?
The day before. For instance, we ordered a load of different stuff today, see what's the best, what we've got, and we'll use it tomorrow on the lunch menu.
You talked about your lunchtime trade. How important is lunch time in terms of the whole wider business?
Lunchtime's, you know, everyone probably walks past Ledbury now and says, oh, look at that place, it's so busy. But, you know, if it's probably until we're open 3.5 years, probably 4 years even, where lunch really picked up. That was just through determination. You know, it was very tempting to think, oh, let's cut the quality a little bit and try and make a bit more money. Or, you know, we never did. All we tried to do was deliver quality. And in the end, that's what came out on top. But it's been a long journey for us, you know, to build our regular customers, local clientele. It was so hard at the start. Some lunches we do 10 people. Now we do 50 to 60 every lunch.
So how important was it for you personally to have understanding business partners if the first 3-4 years were actually quite slow?
That's a real point. The most important thing with the Ledbury, probably half the staff that we have working here are the business partners. A gentleman called Nigel Platts-Martin and one called Philip Howard, and they're absolute gentlemen. They both understand quality, and they both let us just do our thing and saw what we were trying to do and saw how hard we were trying to make it work. You know, now it's paying dividends because it's a great place and demand's massive. I think I looked at the book last night. We're booked out for a month in advance for dinner, and lunches are full probably before, just before we start the week.
So how would you describe your cooking, your style of French modern cuisine?
It's a slightly difficult question, that. Very rooted in classical French cooking, I suppose, in lots of ways. Very seasonal. That's really important, actually, and that's what makes the cooking exciting, you know. Today on the lunch menu, we've got peaches and girolles and wild salmon, lobsters that just come in season as well. So we're always trying to bring in nice, fresh, English, seasonal, beautiful produce.
How important was finding this exact location, corner of Ledbury Road, important, do you think, in success of the business?
I think it was a hindrance at the start, because people who work around here during lunchtimes especially, they're not going to come here for lunch. It's not the sort of place that naturally lends itself to somebody saying, oh, I've got an hour for lunch, I'm going to run down for Ledbury. People didn't see it that way. They felt it was like, oh, it's a special occasion restaurant, even if it is only, you know, 26 quid or whatever for lunch. So we struggled a bit like that. We didn't have the local clientele, but they slowly started to come. Mainly they'd come for dinner, I think, was the main thing. But I think in the end, being in Notting Hill has really worked in our advantage, because like you said earlier, it is a neighbourhood restaurant, and I think it's a bit of a quirky location. For normal fine dining restaurants, are all in Mayfair, Knightsbridge, so I really like being here, and I wouldn't swap this location for anywhere. But like I said, it was tough in the early days.
What is the first thing that a double Michelin star chef does when he gets into his kitchen?
I say good morning to all my staff. I normally have been on the phone to them on my way in the car, saying what orders have come in and what produce has come in, if it's all been checked off and we're happy with the quality. If it's not, I'll call the supplier directly, so I'm onto them early. Once I get in here, because we've had that talk, I check the menus, take them upstairs to reception, check the bookings, ask to see the wait list, see if you know anyone that's on the wait list, and if anyone hasn't confirmed, we can try and get some people in, because I hate people being on the wait list if we've got a possible spare table for them. So I do that in the morning, and then talk through the menu for that day with one of the senior waiters, and by that time I'm setting up in the kitchen and tasting all the sauces and all the dressings and lunch service. Then the afternoon I'm trying to work on a new recipe or new idea or some butchery, you know, do our normal boring health and safety stuff, and then get ready for dinner, which is always full.
What do you think is the most underrated element for the successful running of any restaurant?
If you're talking in terms of restaurants, you know, I think customers now are bored of going to restaurants where the chef is the chef patron or whoever he wants, whoever he wants to call himself, and they're not there. The thing that people forget is that they got well known for a reason, because they're customers, and I think a lot of restaurants forget their customers. And customers are massively important to me, and especially regular customers, because they're the lifeline of our business. And ultimately, customers are your boss, you know, and you should treat them like that.